things today that we have never witnessed at all in our history of humanity. Of course, I'm sure in 100 years, if the Lord tarries, they'll say the same thing. It's different, be different for them, of course, than it is for us today. But we know that our children are exposed everywhere that they go. They are exposed to ungodliness. The home is more important today than it has ever been. Would our sons and daughters receive what they are exposed to, what they are taught in the confines of our homes? Is sincerely our only hope for our children. You cannot rely, mom and dads, you cannot rely just on what your children are going to receive on Wednesday night when they come to church and meet with the other young people and they are preached to and taught by the exceptional, well-qualified, compassionate, and God-fearing teachers that we have. You cannot rely just on what they're going to get on a Sunday morning. The Word of the Lord tells us that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Even so much the more when we see that day approaching. Of course, speaking of the end times and what is going to transpire in this world that the Bible talks about, the Lord says that the church should come together as often as possible. Our circumstances make that difficult as far as meeting. So I stress even stronger to our parents how important the home is, that our children are exposed to godliness. Our homes need to be a sanctuary. I'm going to teach on that for a few minutes here today, but our homes need to be a sanctuary. When our kids leave school, they are to feel that by making it home, they are going to a place of safety. It ought to be something that they, a place that they are excited to get to, thankful to be able to get to, having been exposed to so many things in this world. We're going to be dedicating today a precious little girl named Shania. Mother's name is Katie Ann, and the father's name is, I believe that's Cassius. And we are always thankful. Sometimes we have as much as 10 or 15 babies to dedicate, but we this time we're only dedicating one child. However, makes it no less important. As we will tell our parents, baby dedication really isn't for the baby at all. The child won't remember. It doesn't get them into heaven. It's just our way as a parent of taking this gift of life that's been given to us and giving it back to God. More importantly, it's our way as a parent of committing to God that we are going to do our best to raise, in this case, Shania, but to raise our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, to raise them to love His commandments, obey His commandments, and to walk in the commandments of God. You can remain seated. I want to read a few scriptures from Joshua. We're talking about the home, a sanctuary. The home, a sanctuary. Now, I know that I am speaking to individuals here today that the last thing your home was a sanctuary. Some of us live through very abusive raisings or being brought up. Some of us had parents who were spouse abusers, child abusers, homes that maybe abuse wasn't there, but maybe alcoholism or drugs. And then in some cases, maybe the home didn't have these great adversities in them, but just were not homes raised under the commands of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is all the more reasons that you and I should do everything that we can to make our home a sanctuary, a place where our children are safe and learn about the Lord. I want to launch today off of Book of Joshua chapter 2 and verse number 18. I think something here is very unique, and I want to try to bring out just a few points that we can work on as moms and dads in making sure that they are applied to our homes so that our children have a place of safety. The word of the Lord says, "Behold, when we came unto the land," when we come into the land, I'm sorry, no idea where those words came from, it's right out of my brain. "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all of thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. But whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be upon our head, if any hand be upon him." Now, these few verses wrap around a much greater story that you and I are very familiar with. These are the spies that went into Jericho, and this was a story where they were speaking to a woman named Rahab. One of the unique things about her is that she was a harlot. When they first was introduced to Rahab, she, no doubt because of the necessity of finances, raising her home, caring for her children, whatever the case may be, she had relented to selling her body to make a living. the Bible calls her a harlot. But there was a change in her heart when she met the men of God. She said, "We've heard about your God. We've heard about how he delivered you out of Egypt. We heard how he brought you through the Red Sea, drowned the Egyptians in the same sea. We heard how he opened up the rivers of Jordan and brought you across, how he kept you in the wilderness, and all of the incredible things that your God did for you. And I know that you serve a mighty God." And so the Bible says she hid them. And her request to them was that all I ask is that you spare me and my family when you come to take the city of Jericho. This should give you and I hope that no matter what kind of a life we may have lived earlier, no matter what we gave ourselves to, that when we devote ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the ability to come before him and ask that he protect our homes. Now, these men said, "We will do that," but there are some qualifications. There are some rules and regulations, some commands that you must follow. And if you will do these things, then we will make sure that your family is okay. Take that rope that you let us down out of your window with, that scarlet rope, and make sure it's hanging out the same window. You must make sure that your family is in the house. We cannot be responsible if they're just out running around. But if you will bring them into the place, if you will, and we can use this as a typology of God saying, if you will teach them my word, if you will instruct them about me, if you will bring them into this spiritual house, then when I come back, I'll make sure they are safe with me. Psalms put it this way, or Proverbs put it this way, that if we raise our children to know God, then when they are old, they will not depart from it. So in the midst of this horrible and ungodly city called Jericho, the place where Rahab lived, God gave her a promise. I love that verse in the Word of God. Where sin doth abound, the grace of God, the Bible says, does much more abound. And so no matter how dark this world gets, you and I can have the confidence as parents that if we will do our best to raise our children in the fear of God, that even though this world is a place of sin and sorrow, God will watch over them. How many times have even some of us experienced not knowing it was even the last moments of one of our loved ones, yet right before the end, God found a way to expose them to him, to touch them with his power, to bring them into a place of repentance, being filled with his spirit, baptized in his name. It is the promise of God to you. You do your part, and God says, I'll do my part. That's what dedication is about. It's us coming saying, God, I'm going to do my best to do my part with you. But there's going to be times when I cannot see him or her. Be there for my son or my daughter. And so, Lord, today I'm asking you, when I can't, can you? When I am not able, will you do that part that is needed to be done? And so we look into this story and we see three major areas. The first area is protection. Everybody say protection. The second area is obedience. Say obedience. And the third area is the blood. Say the blood. And as we have already touched on, the first thing we need to do is make our homes a place of protection. Now, in order to do that, we might have to change some things in our house. We need to stop and think about what our children are exposed to in this world. How that when they are in school, they are hearing vulgarity throughout the entire day. They are hearing cussing and words of violence and hatred and envy and strife and bitterness. And they are seeing actions by their fellow peers and classmates of actions of cheating and wrongdoing and lying and backbiting and all the things that go on in this world that we are completely aware of. But we need to make sure as moms and dads that when our children come home, that they are not exposed to the same thing that they are exposed to out in the world. Is that Shania over there? Okay, sweetie. That they are not exposed to the same things that they're exposed to in the world. Our homes need to be a place that when our children come to it, they can take a breath of fresh air, if you please. They can come home and even though they may not even realize what's going on, but it's like there's a burden that's lifted off of their shoulders. There is a relief. There is a sense of protection. There's a sense of safety. And what they're really feeling is godliness, that God is in the home. I searched my video library and I made sure it was godliness. I searched my bookshelf and I made sure it was godliness. I searched my radio stations, just the atmosphere, the environment of my home, and did my best that I would keep out of it the same things that they are already being exposed to. What are you doing, Pastor? I'm making my home a place of safety. I'm making my home a place where my children can come and be surrounded by the power of God. Mom and dads, you and I are the only ones that are capable of doing that. Our children need to feel comfortable approaching you and I, talking about situations in their life. I'm so thankful. I'm by no means a perfect parent, neither is my wife. We have certainly made mistakes and done things that weren't right, and we try to learn from them. But one of the things that I am thankful for is that all of my children have always felt comfortable either going to mom or to me, depending on what the situation is. We had to learn that no matter how busy we were, We had to stop what we were doing and listen to our children, hear what they're trying to say. Because first of all, it took everything they had to come to you. They had to lay down pride. They had to lay aside fear and intimidation. They had to battle with the old thoughts that the devil puts in them, that they're not, your mom and dad's not going to understand. They've never been through this. Oh, yes, we have, 20 times actually or more. I know the times have changed, but nature's the same. So whatever you're facing, mom and dad had already faced it. But mom and dad, we need to make sure that we're willing to listen. When your little girl comes and talks to you about the young man that she's dating or is thinking about, hopefully she came to you before she started dating, but thinking about dating, and that your son will come to you when he's trying to make decisions in his life. And when they do that, as parents, we have to be careful that we don't lash out. We don't call them stupid or dumb or why'd you do that? That was ignorant. What are you, a moron? No, I'm just your son or your daughter. We need to make sure that we don't do those things. But when our children come to us, they feel comfortable. They feel safe in exposing themselves. You know, my wife and I, we actually have a pact together that if my son comes to me or my daughter comes to me and confides in me, I do not share that with my wife. If they want to go to my wife, then they can go to her, and vice versa. If my son or daughter goes to my wife and share things with them, because sometimes they don't mind dad knowing, but they don't want mom to know. I mean, I had things come, my boys come to me about things and talk to me about very private things in their life. And but they knew when they left that their mom would never know about that, that we would take care of that as men. And but my boy and girls have gone to mom and confided in her, but they didn't want dad to know. They didn't want to let dad down in this area. And so our children are able to discern in this. They need to feel safe that they can go to either parent or both parents or whatever it is that it may. The main thing is we need to make our kids feel comfortable that they can come to us and they can talk to us and open themselves up. This produces a safety in our home. The other thing is we have got to have God's presence in our homes. I remember the story in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 13 when David was taking the ark back to Israel. And that's when Uzzah reached out and he touched the ark and God smote him. And David became fearful of the presence of God. He thought it was God with the problem. He later found out it was the method that was the problem. But they took that home, and the word of the Lord says that they put that home in Obed-Edom's house. And the Ark of the Covenant was Obed-Edom's house. 3 months went by, and David found out that the blessings of God had came upon the home of Obed-Edom. And David realized it was because the presence of God was there. You know, when we look into the Ark, we find out that within the Ark was three things. One of those was Aaron's rod, miracles. The other was the Ten Commandments, the Word of God. The other was the pot of manna, provision. When we bring the presence of God into our homes, our children are going to experience the miracles of God, the guidance of God, and the provision of God. They are going to feel His protection. Matthew 18 and 20 tells us it's not really hard to get God in our home. It's an easy thing to do, Mom. The word of the Lord tells us that for where two or three are gathered together in my name, He says, I am there in the midst of them. How do I get God in my home, preacher? All you got to do is lift up your hands and begin to glorify God and give Him praise. He will show up in your house. How do I keep Him there? You keep an audience of praise. You keep an atmosphere of worship and praise in your home. You keep yourself in the Word of God. You learn the Word. You teach your children the Word of God. And it puts the Word in our homes. We find it's a very important thing to do, to teach our children the Word of God. I'm going to wrap this up here in just a moment. We need, everybody say, we need the blood. So we found out that we need it. We needed God's protection. We needed God's presence or His commandments. And we need the blood in our homes. We need the mercy of God in our homes, because there are no perfect homes. There is no perfect parent. There is no perfect mom or dad. And we need the grace of God. We need the mercy of God, because it's the grace and mercy of God that will help cover up our mistakes. When we mess up, when we get mad when we shouldn't have got mad, God has a way of coming in and touching that and fixing that. Mom and dads, when we do things we shouldn't have done, when we handle things wrong, when we don't listen the way that we should have listened, we don't give direction the way we should have given direction, I'm here to tell you that all is not lost. The mercy of God is able to move in your house and to fix these things and bring you and your children back together, and the power of forgiveness and love will walk right into your home, and the blessings of God will be there. Exodus 12 and 13 tells us that the blood shall be to you and I for a token upon the houses where we are. And God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. 1 John 1 and 7 says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. When we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Listen, when we bring God into our homes, Katie Ann, when you make sure God is in that home for Shania, you're going to bring the presence of God there. You're going to bring the commandments of God there. You're going to bring the blessings of God there. And He's going to help you, and He's going to teach you how to raise that baby. I want you to go ahead, if you will, get on up and come on down to the front with Shania. And if that's family with you, they can come with you. Anyone that came with you can come and abide. So we are going to dedicate little Shania today unto the Lord. And we have already talked about this, but we learned that what we're doing today, Mom, is not the salvation of Katie Ann. Come stand right up here in front of me, sweetie. Thank you so much. What's up, buddy? How you doing? Is that your little sister? All right. That's awesome, man. That's so good. I'm glad you're standing by her like that. And she's absolutely gorgeous. She's beautiful. Well, sound asleep, that's the best kind. So what we are doing today here, Mom, is we are coming to God. Just you standing here is your way of saying to the Lord that I cannot do this by myself. I cannot do this alone. I need the hand and the help of God. And that's why you've come to us today. I want to dedicate Shania. I want to dedicate Shania unto the Lord, because God, I know that I can't do it by myself and I need your help. But what I taught today is that you, as the mother, there are responsibilities for you to bring God into your home, to bring God into your own life in a greater way than you have ever done. For Shania's sake, and what's your boy's name? Rashawn? Rashane. And for Rashane's sake, how old are you, Rashane?
Seven.
I like that force. Seven. Got a preacher right here on my hands. And so we got Rashane and we got Shania, and they're depending on you. Rashane doesn't know how to bring God into the home, but he will one day, because he's going to watch Mom and he's going to pay attention, and Mom's going to teach him the Word of God. In fact, we have here with us Shania's little holy Bible, Rashane. And what I'm going to do, Rashane, I'm going to give this to you, because you're the man standing here right now. Okay, you are the man. You understand that? Look, say, I am the man. Say, I am the man. That I am man. There you go. So you hold on to that. You got the Bible, all right? So when you get home today, you're going to give that Bible to Mom, and you're going to sit down and say, Mom, would you read this to me and my little sister Shania? And Mom's going to read that to you, okay? Mom, this is a certificate. We have this in a plaque as well for you with this little bag right here. But this is a certificate of dedication for Shania. This is just your way of creating a memory that when the days and months begin and she gets a little older and you want to do this, instead you just put it a little higher and you do this. And that's what we're doing here today, is that we're bringing God into everything that's going on. All right, let's stand. We're going to pray for Mom, and we're going to pray for Shania, and I'm going to pray for Rashane as well, and dedicate them unto the power and the presence of the Lord. Would you stretch your hands towards this mother here today and these precious children? Father, I first pray for this mother. Lord, I know that the path ahead of her is difficult. She fights, God, a very untoward generation, a generation that has gone away from God. And Lord Jesus, I pray right now that you give strength to this precious, precious mother, Katie Ann. God, that you put angels about her. Lord, let them never leave her side. When she goes home today, let them walk into that home with her. Let them be with her to help her, to give her strength. And Father, give this mother the ability to bring God into her home like never before. Fill her with the power of your Spirit. Baptize her in your name. Let the glory of God be upon Katie Ann. Give her the wisdom and knowledge that she needs to raise these precious children. And the strength, oh God. Father, we ask you for it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're here today, Lord, giving these children to you because, Lord, Katie Ann understands she cannot do it without you. And so she calls upon your name today. We say today, thank you for giving to us, Lord, the gift of life. But God, we give it back to you. Lord, we will do everything you ask of us to do as parents, but we need your help. I lay hands on Shania right now, and oh God, I pray the mighty name of Jesus upon her. We dedicate this precious child unto you, God. Lord, today we say that she is in your hands. Whatever you have for her to do, God, we relent that unto you. We pray, keep her from all childhood diseases. Protect her. Watch over her. Walk with her. When Mom cannot see her, let your eye be upon Shania. When Mom cannot be there, let your presence be with Shania and watch and protect her and help raise her into fear and admonition of God. I lay hands upon this young man today. Oh, Father, I ask you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, walk with this young man. Oh, let your anointing
anointing be upon him. Lead and guide him, God, in your direction, in your way, in your truth, God. Raise him up to be a young man of God. I pray it, Father. Put your protection upon him. Lord, be with this family and with these children. We give them to you today. Watch over them. It is our prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, Mom.